Welcome to The Ralph Report with Ralph Garman.
Ready for a great show. I don't need that kind of pressure, lady. Hello, boys of Shizmu. All hail Shizmu. Praise Shizmu. It is right to give him thanks and praise, yes. Thanks, Shizmu. We sold out tonight. Thank you, boys and girls. You guys are just the best. Welcome to Flappers Comedy Club. It is the Ralph Report for Friday, February 21st. Thank you so much for being here, boys and girls. We got a hell of a show lined up for you tonight.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
I'll tell you why. Because we're live. And when we're live, it's usually a shitstorm. So please get out your umbrellas. Brand new venue. Thank you so much to Flappers for having us here tonight. Thank you so much. What a great room. Place looks great.
We're gonna get political, right?
We're gonna get political, yes, absolutely. How about that Jefferson, huh? Fucking slave owner. I'm not gonna be currently political, I'm gonna reach back. It's safer. Yeah, we have a great show lined up for you tonight. I don't know, I'm drunk. When we do live shows, and this is only, I don't know, our fifth maybe? Anybody know how many we've done? Where's Chris Nichols? He's always here from Chicago. How many have you been? Hey, Chris, how are you? How many have you been to?
Well, you guys
want to
say all of them. I didn't go to Orange County.
You didn't go to Orange County. Don't fuck up my story. I say, do you go to all of them? I don't know. It's the fifth or sixth one. Anyway, it's not something we do that regularly because we usually only do it when Mr. Steve Ashton is in town, like he is tonight. So it's a little different than as we usually do. I have to run all the controls and stuff, and that's usually a nightmare. So bear with us. But we're going to have a good time, I think. Boy, thanks as always. You know, I did this at the very first show, and I will continue to do it until the last show. Without you guys, without the Garmy, there is no Ralph Report. And you guys let me... You make it possible for me to do this. And so I want to start tonight off by thanking you so much for everything that you do, from supporting the show... It really is amazing the way you guys support us, not just with subscriptions, but with your input and the folks who leave the messages on the hotline and the folks who write in and on social media. I never stop being humbled by it. So thanks so much to all you Garmy members and all you idiots as well. I know we got some idiots out there. You're in luck. We're going to be feeding them some interesting things later on this evening. He's in luck. We do this as a public service for Eddie because, as you know, I believe the biggest part of the problem is mental with him. And once we blindfold him and start just feeding him random things, I think it does him a world of good. He might disagree, but let's find out how he feels about that. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the vice host himself, Mr. Eddie Pence.
How's it going?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah. This is weird having a poll here.
You want to work the poll later on?
I might.
So, yo-ho, Eddie. How you doing
tonight?
I'm
doing good.
Yeah, thanks for dressing up, as always.
I try my best.
Stop by the Army Navy store here in Burbank before you.
I took it off. A guy was just laying on the sidewalk. He wasn't using it. I just took it from him.
It's gonna rain later. He'll be fine.
He doesn't care.
Yeah. I say this every time we do a live show because it's a chance for me to publicly acknowledge you. But thanks for everything you do for the show. Thanks for being such a big.
You do all the work.
You're right. You're not wrong.
You do all the work.
But I would be doing it to a wall.
That's
if
true.
You weren't there
That's
with
I appreciate it. Thank you, and thank you for bringing me into this world. So
well,
I appreciate it.
I brought you into the world?
Into this world.
Oh.
Not the world. That's my mom's vagina.
I've been there.
fuck, dude. You did not do it. It's a good mom joke. It was a good mom joke. Kind of you got to high five a good mom joke.
As well as Eddie Pence being on hand tonight, we also have the lovely First Lady of the Ralph Report. Please put your hands together for Carrie. There she is.
Oh my God, that was hard. Hi, everybody.
I've got the hottest soon-to-be ex-wife in Burbank.
You do.
I'll tell you that much.
I'm wearing Eagles green.
Thank you.
I have no underwear on because there was no room. I cannot breathe. And for sure, before the night's over, someone's going to see the vajayjay because it's really short. So thank God there's a tablecloth because otherwise you would not be able to eat your dinner. We're okay. We're good. We're good for now.
I wish you had told me that before we set the ticket prices because...
I know.
You probably could have charged a lot more if I knew you were going to be flashing your vagina to everyone.
I know. But, you know, when else am I going to wear this dress if not for the Garmy?
Absolutely.
So...
the least that they deserve. Here we go. What's this?
Carrie's wonderful.
Oh, my favorite. I love it. I love
it. Care for us out there. I don't want Eddie to feel left out.
Hold a
second.
Don't do it.
Eddie's terrible.
I'm sorry, Eddie.
Okay.
You work so much harder than I do.
I guess I do.
Yeah,
I do.
You do.
Yeah,
I do.
You put in
show
more time.
Show up every day.
Yeah, I now have to spend more time with you than she does.
Yes.
Yeah, true.
Legally, I have to.
Let's see how long this relationship lasts.
Not very long, apparently. Yeah.
I don't have a great track record. We are almost complete up here on stage. We've got the Garmy represented, the Idiots, the Care Force. Now for the assholes. If you've been to a live Ralph Report before, you may know how this works. Steve Ashton has a lot of free time on his hands. And so he sits at home there in the UK plotting and scheming for weeks, nay, months at a time, figuring out how he's going to show up on stage and what he's going to dress up as. And what are some of the greatest hits? We had Elton John.
Freddie Mercury.
George Michael.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yep.
Yeah.
Prince.
So I guess that means there's been four shows, and then he wasn't here for New Year's, but he did a video.
Yes. So, as always, he likes to keep it a secret, not only from you guys, but from us as well. We have no idea what we're in store for.
None.
I saw the wig.
You did? You saw the
wig?
What?
I saw the wig.
How?
Because he peeked his head in to see if we were on stage yet, and he looked right at me. Like, he literally, like, this far away from me, and then he went back and took it off and went, like, this.
Oh, my God.
So I know what the wig looks like.
So you know, but
no,
you don't know who it is.
I have no idea what it is.
Is it blonde?
No.
Brown?
I don't want to give it away.
Long? Please. Short?
I'm not going to give it away.
No spoilers.
Not gonna
come
spoilers.
On.
Okay. I just know what
it
looks
sorry.
Like.
I'm sorry. I'm just dying to know.
Well, then why don't we get
it's
to
amazing.
It?
It's amazing.
We got a little introductory video that he's provided for us we also haven't seen. And then, I don't know, just prepare yourselves for anything. Let's take a look at the video introducing our UK correspondent, Mr. Steve Ashton. So far, so good.
Yep. We're killing it right now.
I like this.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Now we'll cross live to the White House where the President of the United States, Donald Trump, will make a statement.
I'm going to go very quickly, just a quick comment on what's going on in terms of testimony with Ambassador Sondland. And I just noticed one thing, and I would say that means it's all over. What do you want from Ukraine? He asks me, screaming. What do you want from Ukraine? What do you want from Ukraine? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? I hear all these theories. What do you want, right? I want nothing. That's what I want from Ukraine. That's what I said. I want nothing. What do you want? I keep hearing all these things. What do you want? I want nothing. I want nothing. I want nothing. I want nothing. Yo!
For a minute,
can we talk about yours?
Yeah, we can talk about mine. They're real.
They look phenomenal.
Thank you. They're a little
socks. They're socks.
You could have borrowed one of my bras.
I gotta say, check out the fucking shoes,
but,
by the way.
Amazing. And your dancing is so on point.
I'll never wear them again.
The rest
of the shit, absolutely.
Yeah. I have to say, Scary Spice has never looked scarier. I'll tell you that much.
So I had to shave, right? Because without it, I looked like Bob Ross in drag.
Puffy little clouds.
Yeah. Oh my God,
a happy little tree.
Oh my God, your boobs.
Those aren't going to stay up the whole show.
Why could we have not talked about this in advance? Wait, you didn't need to tell me who you were going to be, but I could have given you a bra.
It doesn't matter.
It actually makes it better.
Exactly.
It's fucking fabulous.
Thank you. I shaved my chest and everything.
I don't think she does. I don't think you have to. Well, you've ruined 1/5 of my Spice Girl fantasies forever. I hope you know that.
You're not going to masturbate to her anymore,
no,
are you?
I shan't be going back to the spank bank for that one, that's for sure. My penis has crawled up inside my body at this point.
So you're not going to masturbate to her?
No, sir, no.
Just saying, newly single.
No. Not that desperate yet.
No offense, Carrie, just saying.
And none taken.
I'm a lonely person. Anyway, we'll leave it there. I haven't had it for 8 years. Just saying.
Folks who may notice the extensive bandages on Mr. Ashton's face, that is not part of the get-up. As we mentioned earlier in the week, if you were listening to the show, I got an urgent message from Mr. Ashton saying, oh boy, I think I may have messed up. My face is a little scraped up from an accident. And he showed me a picture, and I was like, Jesus! And yet, I didn't know what had happened. Another secret you kept for us. Would you like to share with everyone exactly why it is you look like you've been in a triage?
So I was at a conference all week doing my proper job, I checked in. I was in Nashville, and I checked in. It's a bit of a preamble story. And I checked in, and the lady went, oh, what happened? Surgery? I went, yeah. I purposely went to a plastic surgeon and said, make my nose even fucking pointier. Even pointier and gross.
Yeah.
Particularly from the side. I want it to really stand out. I want to look like an actual crow. So make that shit pointy. Not cute and like fucking bigger and thinner and pointy. No. So here's what I remember from the incident. And no, I hadn't been drinking heavily.
Yeah, right.
I genuinely hadn't. Not heavily, by my standards.
Yeah.
By other people's standards, maybe. But then I'm a man. So, no, I'd had a couple of drinks. The flight from Atlanta to Nashville's 40 minutes. So, I mean, how much drink? Don't answer that question.
Yeah, how much drink can you have?
So I went from... So anyway, I had literally 2 gin and tonics. And I got to the airport, and I was looking around actually for like a Vodafone store or something, so I could get an American SIM card. Because when you use your phone here, it costs like $4 million to send one text.
Yeah.
So I was looking for a SIM card, and I was going up the escalator, and this lady in front of me started fiddle fucking around like at the top of the escalator, completely unaware that there was about 100 people behind her going, why the fuck is that bitch stopping? And she stopped, and I went, whoa, what the fuck? So I gave it the old fucking swerve, like.
Sure.
Thinking, I was like.
You got the move.
With your 100-pound suitcase in tow.
And I got the suitcase, which is huge, right? And then this guy behind me was on his phone,
And I, my face broke his fall.
Oh, how kind of you.
How much did he weigh?
I don't actually recall. I have a gap in my memory, like 10, 15 minutes. So I think I had a concussion. Thank
well,
you.
Tonight's show should be interesting.
Yeah.
What's your name? Rebecca went, ah, you fuckers. Nothing.
Yeah. Like, no sympathy.
One person is sympathetic.
And people were going, did you go to the emergency room? Did you go to a doctor? Not in the fucking United States where it cost me $400,000 and I'd be hooked on fucking Oxycontin now.
We're good at that. We're good at that here.
I'll deal with a memory loss. I'll deal with a memory loss.
You just said that.
Oh. Huh.
Well, can we put your brain to the test and have you do a little UK update for us to kick things off?
Well, right now?
Yeah, why not?
Before we get into... Okay, cool. Before we get into it... All right, so there's been a lot of testicle talk.
On the show?
On the show, I've noticed.
Yeah, we dipped our balls in some soy sauce. Yes.
So I phoned Flappers Comedy Club and told them, could you phone everyone who's bought a ticket and let them know there's going to be a lot of testicle talk, just to warn them what
just
the show's about.
Just to warn them
about.
Off, yeah. Apparently, there were some phone calls who went out to folks who bought tickets. Did anybody get a phone call from the club warning you about the show? Some people got some phone calls saying...
A few people did.
Are you sure you want to see the Ralph Report?
Yeah.
Which I take a little offense to, quite frankly.
Me too. I'm offended.
I like to think that we put on a pretty damn good show here.
I got one, and I was debating it.
You were debating whether...
I mean, they're just going to mercilessly take the piss out of my facial injury. So maybe I don't. But I turned up anyway.
But you did.
Yeah, as I think about it, as February here in the States, Steve, is Black History Month, I appreciate you coming as Scary Spice, by the way. Yes, it's... I don't think she could be more honored than she is right now with your tribute.
Okay. We don't celebrate Black History in the UK.
No?
No. Because we were part of a lot of what went wrong.
Yes.
So you just ignore it.
You kind of invented it a little bit, right?
In terms of... taking people from their country and then taking them to your country.
Yes,
you're
pretty good at that.
We were pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So there's been a lot of testicle talk, and you were saying that you were going to do some paintings with your testicles.
I had floated the idea that I was going to get some large canvases and... dip my balls into paint and then make a testicle imprint of my testicles on a.
And was Eddie going to be invited to this as well?
He's going to hold the paint for me.
The canvas.
What's wrong with my clitoris? Why can I not make a canvas as well?
I don't know. Show us.
I seriously could very easily. It's inches. It's inches from. Being displayed.
I think, isn't there a... there's nothing wrong with you. If you want to put paint in your vagina and spray paint something, well, just feel free. Go nuts.
I sort of do.
Whatever it takes.
And I can help you do that.
Yes. And Steve,
why do I have to help
with
the balls?
Thank you.
And then you get that job.
Maybe you can paint your breasts, Steve, and press them up against...
Your socks.
I don't need to. I've already done the testicle thing.
Oh, you have,
Gabriella, my dear. Can we put that slide up?
You've done a painting of it.
I've already done one.
Oh, there they are. And you signed it too. That was great.
It was. I did it when I was in Chicago, and it was very fucking cold.
I understand. No explanation needed.
Quite frankly, I like them on the smaller side.
Do you?
I do.
It's another reason why we're match made in heaven.
No offense, Mr. Large Balls.
And there is one main reason. One main reason why they're so small. Because they're empty.
Ah.
Because of my furious masturbation.
Right, that's what I figured out, yes.
We are so out of control
already. He gets it.
I get it.
All right, UK update. Ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go. Well, I'm still sober.
Let's do it.
That was my thought, too. It's like, let's get Steve in early.
Ralph, you're so cool, you make Johnny Cash look like Johnny Gilbert. Fuck.
Sorry. I got nothing for you with Johnny Gilbert.
Johnny Gilbert.
No
Johnny
one.
Who's Johnny Gilbert? Oh, He was like a like a game show host in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s.
In what country?
This fucking country.
Jesus. Well, we're off to a great start, Steve.
Carrie, with your gorgeous red locks, you make Julianne Moore look like Michael Moore.
All right, that one we get.
I'll take that.
And Edwin, you dear, sweet, simple boy.
You are you really make, sweet.
You make Stephen Sims look like Stephen Hawking. Stephen Sims plays for the 49ers or Washington bullshit, whatever you support. He's a fucking wide receiver.
Steve Sims?
Yes.
For the 49ers?
The Redskins. The bullshit you...
When did Steve Sims play with the Redskins?
Oh, boy.
Hey, clearly. Steve, one out of three ain't bad, buddy.
Clearly the work that I put in...
There might have been a Steve Sims at some point on the roster.
So I typed into Google, Steve Sims, Washington... Oh, no, Steve, Washington Redskins, and Steve Sims fucking... visage popped up.
Did
went,
you see
cool.
like how long he played?
Oh, probably, fuck you.
It probably wasn't even.
I fucking had enough of this show already. I'm telling you.
You should have listened to that phone call when they made it to you.
Keep going, sweetheart.
Sir Elton John's in the news, gang.
What?
Oh,
yes,
I love it.
Sir Elton is in the news.
My tiny dancer.
George Clooney and Elton John are having a beef.
What? Oh.
Quite possibly the gayest beef around. They're feuding. They're beefing. I know Elton's probably porking too, but definitely
yep,
beefing.
Yep.
Apparently, a source told Radar Online... a source told Radar Online... Who the fuck is that? That Clooney wants to be Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's go-to Hollywood star in North America.
Okay.
Why he's not contacting you... Well, I know, right?
I have no idea.
However, Sir Elton also wants to forge the same relationship. Apparently, the huge bragging rights at stake over who gets to see them more and more often when they relocate here.
Relocated here yet?
They're in Canada at the moment.
Right.
Because I think it's easier to come in over the border from that direction.
Yeah.
What, with her?
I'm going to build a wall in between you and Canada. You won't be able to get through anymore.
Because she's mixed race, I think it's a bit challenging for her to come in the normal means. I don't know. I just read all this stuff on the internet.
Okay, all right.
So anyway, so an unnamed source from the tabloid had said that. And by unnamed source, I obviously mean a fucking hack journalist. The insider also said that Clooney and his wife think that Elton is arrogant, especially since he's been telling everyone that he's looking forward to organizing the royal couple's social calendar.
How dare he?
I know.
Jesus.
It's like, and the reason is Elton's very close to Prince Harry. Mainly because, you know, he empathised with the fact that, you know, MI6 murdered his mother.
Oh, jeez.
Allegedly. When asked for comment about the beef, Sir Elton reportedly said just two words.
Burbank, 1, 2, 3.
There you go.
There you go. Well done, boys and girls.
Well done, Burbank. You fucking get it. Not like those Hollywood improv fucks.
That's right.
You've got good timing.
Come back often. That's all I'm saying.
Cool.
Okay.
And it's fine to join in.
He's got brain trauma. Don't confuse the man.
He does.
He's
going to
start the whole thing all over now because of you.
Yeah. He does have a concussion. For reals.
So he's just cancelled. He's just cancelled a bunch of shows in New Zealand, by the way, because he's got what they called
Elton did.
Yeah, walking pneumonia is what it's called. I've had walking pneumonia in the past.
Oh, really?
Hang on a minute. Walking. No, wanking pneumonia.
Oh, wanking pneumonia.
It's where you masturbate so furiously it brings on the symptoms of pneumonia.
Right. Yes.
Oh my God.
You get fluid in your lungs, dude.
Heads.
You got to keep your mouth shut.
Hey, the Rolling Stones are in the news.
The Rolling Stones, yeah. The heck you say?
Former bassist, and let's not forget, paedophile. he had sex with Mandy Smith when she was 14, by the way. Bill Wyman is set to auction off a load of his old shit. Apparently, Julians of Beverly Hills have announced the snappily titled property from Bill Wyman is Rolling Stones archive auction. Mm. Right? Yeah, I know you like a good auction story, memorabilia story.
He does. He loves it.
The archive boasts a collection of Wyman's instruments like amps, stage one clothes, awards, and personal items from his days with the Stones. You know, stuff like Dr. Seuss books that he used to read to his girlfriends before.
Oh, Jesus. So gross.
Before he fucks them.
Okay, we get it.
Got it.
As well as items
they were young.
As well as items from his solo career.
I feel the need to pull my skirt down. Hold on.
As well as items from his solo career.
Solo career?
Yeah, he had one.
Among the many instruments up for sale is a 1969 Fender Mustang Bass Competition Orange, estimated to raise, guess how much, Carrington?
$1,000.
If this was the Price was Right, you would be wrong.
Edwin.
I have no idea who this dude is, okay?
Bill Wyman from the Stones?
Well, I mean,
it's
you're
not
the
Steve
collector.
Sims from the Redskins.
Oh, boy.
I'm saying $1,000. Carry it down the line, please.
Edwin.
We don't have all fucking night.
$20,000.
Ralph.
I'm guessing $75,000.
$500,000.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I thought it was $500 from... I That says...
Oh, you were cheating.
Oh,
no,
I was.
You're cheating.
I thought it said 500 because, you know, I can't see close up. And so I was going with 1,000 to be close to the number.
As my father used to say, cheats never prosper.
No, clearly not. Five.
He also used to say, always keep the receipts.
Yes, of course. It's good advice.
So, all right, so who wins here?
No one.
You do.
I
again.
Came closest without going
well,
over.
You're the collector. There you go.
So there's more to this story. Julian's executive director, Martin Nolan, said... Well, let me give him a voice.
All right.
Martin Nolan, he's the executive director of a auction house in Beverly Hills.
Yes.
This sale features nearly all of the important instruments, equipment, and wardrobe in Wyman's archive, offering fans a singular opportunity to own these historic pieces and hopefully forget that he essentially fucked a child and then married her.
Stop.
My God.
Enough.
Some By the way, your boobs totally bounce when you do that voice.
As did
your socks.
As did yours. It's apparently, Bill Wyman then commented, it's easier to let these items go, knowing that proportion of the proceeds will from this sale will go to support good causes that Bill Wyman is supportive of. So,
okay.
Macmillan Cancer Support, great charity.
Yep. Yes.
The Central Caribbean Marine Institute.
What the fuck is that?
They rebuild reefs. Which
okay, that's
sustain
good.
Yep, marine
that's
life.
Good. Yep, yep,
and the Jeffrey Epstein School for Underage Hotties.
Stop it. No such thing exists.
Have I made it clear that he's a pedophile?
I believe we have got it.
Okay.
All right.
The live and online auction begins May 29th for all of you Rolling Stones fans and fans of kiddie fiddlers.
Again, we understand.
Anyway, I've got to end there, Ralph.
You do?
I do. I have
well done.
I have a bag of Reggie's excrement, and I know Corden's LA address.
Yes, you do. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Ashton.
You do the
UK
math.
Update.
Wait, where are you going? Sit back down with those boobs. Well,
we,
no.
We can get you a drink. With Jeff's around.
Jeff?
We'll get you a drink.
Jeff.
What do you want, Ashton?
Do you want to
like all of them?
All of the drinks.
Oh, there's Jeff. Jeff's just coming in now.
Steve, feel free to use the microphone, by the way.
Yeah.
We're still on stage.
Because Jeff's all the way back there. No,
hey,
it's
hey,
right
brain
here.
Damage. It's right there on the
Jesus
table.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
I have head trauma.
Now you know why we did you first.
He really does.
If
really?
I touch a woman's breasts tonight, it's because of my head trauma.
Right.
If I...
Jeff just left and you missed your opportunity.
Yeah. Jeff, may I get a Stella, please? Yes. Yeah.
And a water.
Fuck you, Jeff.
No, for the...
Wait, no, don't
no,
fuck you.
Steve,
in my beer.
It's for the big spender here. He raises his hand, he gets water.
How's your fireplace?
I was saying the pit.
Fucking Aquaman here orders water everywhere.
I like
go.
To stay hydrated. Yeah. Who's going to look better tomorrow on the live stream?
Oh, that'll definitely
That's
be...
That's what I'm prepared for.
It'll definitely be you.
I'm prepared
no,
for
it'll
the live
be me.
Stream. It will probably be you.
Yeah.
Although I'm not on camera, so it doesn't matter.
You will be, for sure. Hey, look what time it is. It's time for us to take a look in the rearview mirror and find out what happened on this day, February 21st, in history.
Ralph's about to solve another mystery. Like it's today the day some dude invented Listerine. Or maybe a tyrant king married his sister queen. Who knows, every day seems
why'd
to be
you squeeze your tit?
The Garmy's rubbing Ralph's lamp, so grant our wishes, please. And tell us what went down this day in history.
Please never twerk again.
I can't. Can I please have that outfit? I need it.
You look like Mrs. Roper. Come and knock on my door. We are waiting for you.
In your words, who the fuck is Mrs. Roper?
Oh,
where
my
the
God,
kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company, too. Three's Company, by the way, based on a British sitcom. Did you know that?
Yeah. I did know that.
Oh, okay. So much for the game show portion
of
our
show.
It was
called Man About the House.
It was indeed. You're right.
And one of the... No, forget this. It's a long-ass story. I'll tell you later.
On this day, February 21st, in the year 1431...
Wow, we're going way back
we're
to
We're starting way back in history. Joan of Arc's first day of interrogation during her trial for heresy occurred on this day.
Joan of Arc,
for those who don't know, was a peasant girl who lived in medieval France, who had God speak to her and told her it was her job to lead France to victory over England. Back in those days, when a kid heard God talking to them, it wasn't the Oxycontin. It was just, it was a miracle, they thought, and teenage girls are able to lead countries. Wouldn't be a bad idea now, I think. Couldn't be worse. Let's listen to a child who's insane. Let her lead us.
Although I have a head injury. I don't know if I... let me explain how it happened.
No, we heard that
story.
We
know that. We know exactly how it happened.
And now I hear the voice of God.
Do you? What's he saying?
He's saying, you should have listened to that guy on the fucking phone and not turned up tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
So lovely. Thank you. This is actually for Eddie.
Give me my water.
There we go.
Thank you,
Eddie. You enjoy that fabulous juice called water. I mean, how do you even get excited about that?
Because it can go up my ass. Look at it.
Yeah, yeah, it's the perfect shape.
True. Sorry, carry on, Ralph.
On this day in 1804, the very first locomotive ran for the first time along a tramway at an ironworks in Wales. First time a locomotive was ever operated.
Do you know what it was transporting?
I don't.
Well, being in Wales, it would have been sheep. For the farmers to fuck.
Oh, stop.
Do you know why...
I don't know why I asked.
Do you know why Welsh farmers wear Wellington boots?
I don't know why. It's
to stop the sheep escaping. They put their two back legs into
them.
Oh,
my God. All right.
So when our friend Owen listens to this, fuck the Welsh.
Oh, yeah.
They're a savage and yet noble people.
In 1842, you know what I would say about the 1800s?
Right, with inventions.
So many fucking inventions in the 1800s.
Right, so many.
There was nothing in the 1800s. Everything had to be fucking invented.
Yeah.
People just walk around in pelts because no one had fucking anything.
Just thinking of shit and making it.
1842, the very first sewing machine patent was awarded to John Green Knopf in Washington, D.C.
Oh, that's
everything had to be sewn by hand.
You press with your foot, right?
Your pedal. Yeah, it was the pedal one. In 1857, the
U.S. I sewed my finger one time. I was in home ec class in middle school, went, brack!
And you ran your hand under the needle of a sewing machine.
I ran my hand right through the fucking electric. It went right through the corner there.
But I love that as a male, you had sewing in middle school.
Yeah, I wanted to be a well-rounded adult.
Okay, all right.
Who ran his hand under a sewing machine.
It was also an easy A.
How many other boys were in this class?
All of them. All the boys were in that class because that's where the girls were.
Okay.
You must have really impressed the ladies as you sewed your fucking finger.
I was looking at a lady when I sewed my finger. And then I started crying and she wasn't impressed with me anymore.
I'm just guessing here. Did you wear a helmet to school? Just a wild guess.
No.
I see you with a chin strap and some sort of padding.
He's been married to Tracy ever since.
I'm trying to open up. And you guys are making fun of me.
No, honey, open it up.
Close back up again.
Let it open.
In 1857, the United States issued the Flying Eagle Penny. That's right, I said fucking penny to that guy who listens to the show.
Oh, it's 1 cent. It's 1 cent.
Yeah, you do 1 cent piece. It's a 1 cent piece. Jesus, lick my brown eye. Flying Eagle penny. In 1858, another invention, Eddie Pence.
Yeah,
by a guy named Edwin. Edwin Holmes installed the first electric burglar alarm in Boston, Massachusetts. What could they possibly have in Boston in 1858 that anybody would want to steal?
Sheep?
Potatoes.
Sheep, yeah.
Potatoes.
Potatoes, yeah. Potatoes.
It's all the Irish.
1862, the Confederate presidency was declared permanent. How'd that work out for you?
So permanent. So permanent.
We're going to be here forever. Ding, 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 ding. 1866, Lucy B. Hobbs became the first woman to earn a dentistry degree.
What year?
1866.
Wow.
I would just have cavities. Can you imagine how much dentistry sucked in the 1800s?
Oh, it's awful. Can't even imagine.
Well, it sucks now.
Yeah, I can't do it now. And they shoot me full of drugs. I can't imagine 1800s.
Can you imagine being the person that is doing your mouth?
Doing your mouth.
Well, when you're talking about it from a patient perspective,
yeah,
you're not drilling a rotted cavity yourself.
I've drilled a few rotted cavities in my life. It was college. We all made mistakes.
Yeah. I wish you would have told me that before I married you. I need an STD check.
A little penicillin cleared it right up. 1878, the world's first telephone directory was issued. It had 50 names in it.
50 names.
In New Harbor, Connecticut. What a fucking waste of paper that was. You knew everybody in the
pamphlet.
Book.
It had to be a pamphlet. How was it going to be a book?
Just one name. Al, Steve, Clark,
Greg. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
1902, Dr. Harvey Cushing performed the first U.S. brain surgery.
Wow.
Did the guy live?
Does not say he played the violin. The guy was playing the violin. And
no, but really, that just happened.
Someone said
that out there. Who was it? Raise your hand. Right there. They just released it on the BBC.
Yeah.
Do you
really got to listen to the Ralph Report sometime.
No, I did. Sorry. I don't listen to the Ralph Report.
Oh, I know. I know.
Have you already talked about it?
Yeah, we did a big chunk on it. Yeah.
Only like 10 minutes.
I'm busy doing other things
in
the back end.
I know.
Never mind. I thought it was
doing
amazing.
Doing things in the back end.
The back end is very important. The show wouldn't exist without it.
Ain't that the truth? Let's hear it for the back end, everybody. Right.
Looks pretty good from where I'm set.
Love your back end.
I think Eddie Pence is going to be taking care of his back end later on after the show.
Why? I'm not. Why would you just throw me in there?
Because you stick stuff up your ass, remember?
Like that water bottle.
Exactly. Oh, here's a sad day in history. In 1918, the last Carolina parakeet died in captivity.
Carolina parakeet?
Yeah, in the Cincinnati Zoo, the very last Carolina parakeet.
Want to be a Cincinnati parakeet?
Nope. Is this that fucking China-German beer thing all over again?
I'm just saying, if it's in Cincinnati.
The parakeet is the Carolina parakeet, one of only two parrots native to America.
Right.
And we lost it, and they had the last one alive at the Cincinnati Zoo.
Well, they should have kept in Carolina, then.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Shays Moose, slay him, please.
It's still German fucking beer.
Did they say how it tasted?
Interestingly enough, Carolina parakeets are poisonous.
Right.
What?
When cats would eat them, they would die.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I like Carolina parakeets.
Well, they're all gone.
Oh, all
but
of them.
They will barbecue fucking anything in Carolina.
That's true.
No, they'll deep fry anything.
Yeah,
anything.
Right.
Here's a look at one. This is what it looked like before it was all over.
Oh, it's cute.
Are you really moaning about a parrot that died in 1918? You're the most sympathetic fuckers I've ever met.
How'd they get a color picture of it?
That's a stuffed one in a museum.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
I literally just call him like I see him.
I don't think get him to pose like that.
It's sitting still. That's crazy.
Not flying nowhere. No wonder they're stinked.
Yes.
You guys are right down there?
Do we need Jeff?
Well,
we need Jeff.
Huh? The drinks are so tiny. I need one more of these.
Okay, we can get more drinks.
Thank you.
They keep distilling this stuff. Trust me. I've tried to drink
thank
Jack
you.
Daniels
yes,
dry.
Yes, thank you, Jeff.
Happen. Yeah.
Belvedere Rocks, yes. Yes, please.
1931, Alka-Seltzer was introduced. The very first Alka-Seltzer, 1931.
Does that help you out?
You should have stock in Alka-Seltzer.
It's the best fucking thing in the world, Alka-Seltzer. I take about 8 a day.
What does it do?
Yeah. He does. He seriously does.
What does it do?
I'm not kidding.
It does
everything.
I've never
taken it. I don't know.
You've never taken Alka-Seltzer?
No.
Get the fuck off the stage.
I've never taken it. I've never had Alka-Seltzer. What does it do?
Jeez, Moose, save me.
Ralph, he could never handle the flavor. Never.
Yeah, I don't like the bubbles.
Oh, it's bubbly and salty. It's
oh,
like,
is it salty?
It's like salt soda.
Ugh.
It's awesome.
It's
what
actually,
does it do?
Alka-Seltzer fixes everything.
If
your indigestion, your headache.
If you can get it down.
Your headache, your indigestion, pains and aches, whatever ails you, Alka-Seltzer will fix it.
Like, have you tried it?
Pardon me?
With your face.
With your face.
I was fucking born like this.
I've never taken it. I don't
That's my it. Hangover cure, by the way, boys and girls. A little tip on the way home. When you get home and you had a little too much to drink, get yourself a big glass of water, a couple of Alka-Seltzers in there, some Excedrin migraine, a little heroin, boom, knock it back.
You're feeling good?
You'll feel amazing the next day. I guarantee. Yeah.
Why did you have me chop a load of it up one time and then blow it up your ass with a straw? Because it gets into, you said something
the
about
the bloodstream.
Your...
It gets into the bloodstream
quicker that way.
I've got my head, because of my head injury, memories are coming forward from long ago, but short
repressed
term,
memories?
Not so much.
And Alka-Seltzers are fun because if you feed them to seagulls, they explode.
Oh, that's right. Is that how they kill the Carolina pigeon?
That's how the Carolina parakeet got it.
And you said not to tell anyone about this. You were very insistent. Oh.
1937, the first flight of the first successful flying car, the Waldo Waterman Aerobeal.
When did this happen?
I think I said 1937.
I didn't hear that part. I was too busy thinking about the car.
You should listen to the Ralph Report.
You should
listen to the Ralph Report. Very meta.
It was February 21st, 1937, the very first flying car, the successful flight of the Waldo Waterman Aerobeal.
Do we have a picture of this?
I got better than that, Carrie. I've got video.
Thank God, because I want to see this.
How'd they get a video?
How'd they get video in 1937? Is it color?
No, it's all black and white.
Film?
Good guess. Glad you jumped in there, because I was just about to say watercolors.
Do you have head trauma?
I might.
It's old newsreel footage. Here it is. This is the Waldo Waterman Aerobeal. Please look at the screen nearest you. Here we go.
What year again?
1937.
Rolling out of an ordinary garage is America's contribution to traffic-jammed motorists. A combination automobile and airplane that can make 70 miles an hour on the road. A three-wheeled coupe without wings, powered with a regular six-cylinder auto engine. When the driver wants to take to the sky, he simply rolls into the nearest airport, where he has parked his wings, and has them attached in a matter of minutes.
How convenient.
By a twist of the wrist, the motor power is transferred from the wheels to the propeller, and the winged car takes off to fly at a cruising speed of 120 miles an hour. The inventor claims it's as easy to handle in the air as on the ground. And as he looks down on the traffic block, what he says is just... Nerds
to you, traffic.
Look at that.
He was going down. Why'd you cut it off? He was going down. He was going to die.
That's
just a plane.
It's a car.
That's not a car. It's a plane.
It's a flying car.
Why can't this be real?
They put it out on the market, and no one wanted to buy one. They only made 5 of them, and then the company went out of business.
I think they should try again now.
Can you imagine?
Because
I've been on the 5, and all the assholes in regular non-flying cars need wings. Yeah, that's what those fuckers need.
Listen.
Good point. You got me there.
Take a risk,
indeed.
By the way, can you pass that down unless you're going to drink it?
Oh, look at that.
Daddy likey. Oh, my God. On this day in 1947, the first instant developing camera was demonstrated by Edwin Land.
Edwin Land.
Later went on to found the Polaroid Corporation.
There you go.
Edwin did.
You're welcome.
Those were the best, the old Polaroids. I love those. The best for sex pictures, by the way. Because they don't go in the cloud
They're
or anything.
They're just right there.
They're right there.
And there's only one of them.
Although they do tend to look like crime scene photos.
They do.
It's the only downside. They're not quite as sexy as some.
After you fucks them, yes. Me, not so much.
In 1970, on this day, the Jackson 5 made their very first television appearance ever on a little program called American Bandstand with Dick Clark. I think we got a little video of that as well. Can we see some Jackson 5? It's a big deal to be an American Bandstand back in the day. Eddie, do you have any idea what major American city American Bandstand first started broadcasting from in the 1950s? Any guess at all? Not San Bernardino, no.
I'd rather go to San Bernardino.
Eddie Pence, any guesses as to what major metropolitan city...
You can do it, Eddie.
American Bandstand premiered in. Any guesses?
Steve has a guess.
No, I don't want to hear from Steve. I want to hear from you. Any guess what city American Bandstand?
I believe in you. I believe in you. You've got this.
Eddie Pence, any idea what city?
You can do it.
Philadelphia.
I'm sorry, I don't think.
Philadelphia!
Goddamn right. Yeah! Hello. Now it's a dance party.
Yes, I do. Ooh.
No. No.
Holy Toledo. It's getting sexy in here.
Oh, Jesus. Sex pot. Woo.
They bounced more than mine did.
Well, they're real.
You nearly...
What are those? Exactly?
What the hell's going on over
they?
There?
They're getting lumpier and lumpier.
You need a mammogram.
You do, and I will never forgive you for not consulting me about this in advance.
Will you leave it? You know I can't tell anyone.
What are they made
Didn't
out of?
You need to tell me fucking... who you were, but you could have at least just said, I need fake boobs, and I would have helped you.
Yes.
That's all you had to do.
But I live a life of mystery. Have you seen my outfit for tonight? Not this, the one I was wearing before.
Yeah. Yes.
You're a regular secret agent. You look like you stuffed Lego into a bra.
They are socks.
All right.
Let fucking Jesus Christ look at their socks. Happy now? Do you have to see how the sausage is made?
I don't want to see anything involving you and sausage.
Fucking going back in.
You know, Olivia's really good at making water balloon boobs. She could have made you a pair. She's really good at it.
How do you think that conversation would have gone?
I think Bill Wyman would have been interested.
And then the subsequent conversation I've had to have with you and or Ralph.
And the authorities.
Steve, take a seat. Olivia told us a story. We just want to check it out with you. Hey, Olivia, 9-year-old, please make me some fake breasts.
Uncle Stevie wanted to make boobies with me.
He came into my room. He made sure the growth.
Thank you, Jeff.
Made sure you and Dad couldn't hear. Yeah.
Thank you. Why are you holding that whole thing in your hand? It's making me uncomfortable.
I don't know. I feel a little like Freddie Mercury or something.
It's weird.
Hey. Yeah, that's enough of that. Hey, speaking of things British, Steve, on this day in 1981, the Yorkshire Ripper, Peter Sutcliffe, was captured finally.
Yes.
Do you remember the Yorkshire Ripper?
I do.
He murdered 13 women.
Wow, that's a lot of women.
Most of them were prostitutes.
Oh.
He said God spoke to him and sent him on a mission to kill prostitutes.
Apparently he had a head injury just like
shortly before it all started to happen.
At Leeds Airport.
That's a way different message than Joan of Arc got.
Very different message, yes.
Way different message.
In my experience, God gives you many different messages, and it's which ones you choose to take notice of.
I agree.
So listen, after the show's over, Steve.
Steve.
What year was it?
Steve. I want you to consider a keratin treatment for your wig.
A keratin treatment.
She wants to straighten your hair.
Not really. So
yeah.
So can I ask about these things? So yeah. Is that are there supposed to be shoulder pads in it? Because you look like you play for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, that's the whole point.
With
this
the,
is
with
the
a theme. Size.
If I played for the Eagles, this is the uniform. This
you
is what it would
get
be.
The pads in there.
This dress is fucking fabulous.
It is fabulous. Although you look like you've had a neck injury in it.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
But no, you just kind of because they're so big. And I say that from a place of love.
Of course. In 1990 on this day, the Grammy for Best Instrumental Composition was awarded at the 32nd Annual Grammy Awards. Went to a man named Danny Elfman for his work on this movie soundtrack. By John Williams.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know what I like to do at this stage in this day in history is we pick a day in history involving a particular food and we run it past Eddie Pence to see if it's something he would eat and or stuff up his ass. Here's how we find out. I talk about the food and then we ask Eddie if he would eat it or not. And we pull the handle of the... No. That's for yet. The end of the show. We're a ways away. You got to listen to the show once in a while. You just have to...
Well, no, she's been in the other live ones.
I know, it's just... More vodka.
Might be a little off tonight.
No, you're fucking...
No. I'm the one with fucking head trauma.
Yeah, I know.
Stay these
it's
fuckers.
It's rubbed off on me now.
Don't talk... I told you not to talk about me rubbing off on you.
Lost complete control of the show.
Sorry.
We
sorry.
Talk about the food, then we pull the handle of the patented Eddie Pence jackpot slot machine. If the three reels match up, there's a big payout. It means Eddie Pence will indeed eat that food. However, if they are mismatched, once again, we're all sadly disappointed by Eddie Pence. Today in history...
Not just beforehand, we're not disappointed in.
No. Anew. 2014, on this day, U.S. President Barack Obama met with the Dalai Lama for the first time. Met with the Dalai Lama.
I remember that.
You don't remember that.
I don't pay attention to most things.
Barack famously said, "Hello, Dolly."
Imagine the conniption fit Fox News would have had if they'd done that.
That's right. Here's the thing about the Dalai Lama. The interesting thing about Dalai Lama is that unlike most Buddhist monks, Dalai Lama is not a vegetarian. Most Buddhists don't eat meat because they have this crazy belief that it's wrong to slaughter anything.
Mm. Right.
Unlike our god, Shizmu. Who likes to put people's heads in a wine press.
Yes, and drink their blood
as wine. So most Buddhist monks don't eat any meat. They're all vegetarians. However, there's apparently different precepts of Buddhism that some allow for meat consumption. And one of the Dalai Lama's favorite foods, one of the things he eats all the time on the road, because, you know, it's hard to get good Dalai food on the road.
When you travel, it's definitely difficult.
You can't go to Cantor's Dalai and get a sandwich or something.
Especially like midnight, drive-through. You can't really...
He is said to love dumplings filled with pork. He loves pork dumplings. Steamed, chewy dumplings filled with tender, shredded pork. Who doesn't like those things? Of course, we all would love to eat those.
I would eat it.
I would eat it, too. But it's not about us, sadly. There's only one person we have to run it past here. Is it something that Eddie Pence would eat or not? I'm going to pull the handle.
God, he's thinking really hard right now. He's unsure. He is unsure.
Here we go. One dumpling, two dumplings. No dumplings.
I don't care. I don't mind.
No pork dumplings.
I don't suck. I like pork.
But what part of it do you not like?
I don't like the chewy covering of the dumpling.
You don't like the outside of the dumpling.
Yes, I don't like
what
the
if
chewy.
It was
it's like you're eating an edible condom.
Okay. Wow, 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 wow.
Are there edible condoms?
I don't know, but that's what it tastes. That's not what it tastes. That's what it feels like.
If there's edible condoms,
Eddie, what this must be what chewing a condom
is. If there are edible condoms, that's the next Munchin Monday, by the way.
Yeah.
You and I are going to do a taste test with some edible condoms.
Wouldn't that defeat the purpose of the costume?
I would think so, but if you say...
What if it was deep fried like a wonton? Do you eat
maybe
wontons?
If it was crispy. I don't like the doughy dumpling.
Okay.
But you don't want fried. You want it nice and soft.
I don't want it soft because I taste or feel it's got the texture of a condom.
Would you stick it up your ass?
Yes, because it's got a condom.
Oh, good man. All right. What a wild disappointment. And yet I'm not surprised on this day in history.
I pity the fool who ain't been schooled by Ralph recently. He's dropping college-level knowledge with such accuracy. It got my head spinning faster than a drunk Eddie. And I'm rocking the backing track with a rap like a bad
celebrity. Let's go, Bubba, come on.
I hope Cooperman loves my beats, because that rhymes with L.A.B.
Here we go.
And that's a wrap for the Ralph Report today in history.
Thanks for joining in. A small proportion of you.
Yes.
The rest of you, go fuck yourselves.
It's like they're comatose.
We're back to the improv next time.
No, this crowd is awesome. Now it's time for all the entertainment news in a segment I like to call the Showbiz Beats. Hey, look at this. The Friends cast is reuniting, they announced today.
Oh. For fuck's sake.
You don't have to fucking watch it. Calm the fuck down, Burbank.
Now, why do we need the Friends cast to reunite? Let me tell you what this thing is. It's not even like a new special episode where they all play the characters they played before.
Okay.
It's a bunch of them getting together in...
All of them or just some of them?
All of them getting together in the old soundstage where they used to film, talking about themselves and the show.
That's it.
That's the special, yes.
I don't need to see that.
No one needs to see that. More importantly, you know how much they're getting paid a piece to do this bullshit?
Don't tell me it's more than $1 million a piece.
$2.5 million
a piece? For one show?
Yes.
DVD bonus material.
Who owns it? Here's the thing.
They are moving it all to HBO Max. The entire series is going to be available on that streaming service.
It's a series?
Friends? Yeah, it's
no.
A series.
Oh, the whole. I thought this thing was a series.
No, this is a celebration of the fact that...
I didn't know if they were doing multiple episodes of them sitting around jerking off.
HBO and Warner's now has exclusive access to that show
Got
on the
it.
Streaming service, and they're going to celebrate with this one-off special.
They're sitting around jerking off?
No.
What? Well, three of them are. The
I
other three aren't.
I would watch the fuck out of that.
Everyone's
if
on
it was
board.
The three women.
Jennifer Aniston's going to be there. Courtney Cox will be there. Lisa Kudrow, Matthew Perry, David Schwimmer, and Matt LeBlanc will be there because they need someone to work catering, apparently. So.
Damn.
No, he works, I'm sure,
Damn.
On something. Speaking of get-togethers and reunions, Bette Midler, Goldie Hawn, and Diane Keaton are reuniting again. We have a shot of them, the three of them together. There they are.
It could be good. Is it a movie?
It's a movie.
First Wives Club?
The first time they've been together since 1996 in the First Wives Club. This is called Family Jewels, and it's about three women forced to spend Christmas together after the man they all were once married to drops dead in a New York City department store.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Why do they have to spend Christmas?
Gary likes any movie where the husband dies.
Wow.
No, I like movies where girlfriends come together.
Yes,
I on Pornhub. That's what I search for. Girlfriends who come together. Big boobs. Little person. Meat pie.
All right.
Meat pie?
Fuck.
I can't imagine who the audience is for this movie, other than perhaps my wife.
Yep, I love them. I love the bad romantic.
I'm not saying only women will watch this, but AMC has announced they will be selling tampons at the concession stand. I don't know if that means anything.
That's surprising, because most women should be in menopause.
Yes, the audience is probably true. Well, they can pretend.
I mean, I'm not, but...
No. Donald Trump is still ripping
I'm not in menopause. I'm so not.
Donald Trump.
Oh, my God.
Donald Trump is still making waves, complaining about the Oscars this year. He was upset that Parasite won.
We should make tampons when we get home.
We all believe you're not
I'm
in menopause.
Sorry, I'm done. I'm done.
Donald Trump ripping Parasite for winning the Oscars this year said it was ridiculous that a foreign film should win the Oscars. But now the company that released the film, Neon, has clapped back on Twitter, saying it's understandable why he didn't like the film. He can't read.
Oh, shit.
Because the movie has subtitles, you see. So.
That's
wow.
Funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ouch. I agree with him. I don't agree with him. Thank you, Lord.
Speaking of reality TV show hosts, Chris Harrison from The Bachelor.
Oh, I love Chris.
Who's been who's been a guest on The Ralph Report.
Yes, actually. He has.
A very nice guy.
Didn't care for him.
Stop it. Chris has a new gig. He's going to be hosting Volcano Live with Nick Wallenda.
What?
Who's Nick Wallenda?
Volcano Live Wallenda.
They're just watching a volcano erupt?
No, Nick Wallenda. Doesn't that name sound familiar at all? The Wallenda family? The Flying Wallendas?
No.
No.
They are famous tightrope walkers.
It's like the Graysons.
Yes, only these people are alive and real.
Okay.
What the fuck are we talking about?
The Wallendas are the world's most famous tightrope walking family. And so Nick Wallenda is going to be walking a 1,800-foot-long high wire over the mouth of an active volcano in Nicaragua.
Why? Why would... Is there a net or anything?
No, there's a volcano!
Well, I just want to know, is it really, like, if this is...
If he falls off...
It's volcano... dead. Got you.
A pink mist.
I think you need to have a conversation with Chris. Like, does he really need this money?
Yes, I need more human sacrifices on television. I'm all for it.
Will you please put your stand down? It's driving me crazy.
All right, jeez.
Thank you. Oh, it's so weird. It's like you're banging your private package.
I got a feeling our marriage is in danger. I don't know.
Definitely not going through menopause.
Right.
I'm so not going through menopause.
No, you can't PMS and go through menopause at the same time.
I'm so uncomfortable.
It's Eddie, you know it's fine, right? Like it's totally fine.
It's Josh and Eddie.
It's all good.
Come on,
okay,
buddy.
Yeah.
Eddie, right. Let me explain what tomorrow morning is gonna look
it's
like,
all
okay?
It's gonna be amazing.
Eddie.
I can't wait.
The alarm is not going to go off in time for the 9 a.m. show.
Right.
You are going to arrive at the house.
I'll be on time, as I always am.
Because you always are.
Yes.
They will still be sleeping.
Right.
I will say to you, please come upstairs for some photos before we start the live stream.
What?
Wait,
what?
They will, yes. This one and this one will be lying in bed and their mouths will be filled with fucking tampons. That's what's going to happen.
I'm
into
that.
The live stream.
Steve's very excited.
Are you guys sleeping in the same bed?
That's what I search for on Pornhub.
That's what you get when you tell me
mouthful
I'm in menopause. Poor Ralph.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to my buddy Brad Williams. Maybe you guys have been following this story. Brad saw the video, as many of us did, of that 9-year-old boy in Australia who has been bullied to the point of tears and wanting to commit suicide.
Oh, God.
He suffers from dwarfism. Not suffers from it, but he has dwarfism like Brad does himself. And he was so moved by it, he started a GoFundMe page to fly Quaden Bales is his name and his mom out here to California to go to Disneyland.
Oh, yes.
They were trying to raise $10,000, and the last time I looked, they had raised $360,000.
That was literally, like, last night it was $190.
Yeah, it's mad.
That's how fast it's going up.
His name is Quaden, Quaden.
Quaden, Quaden Bales, B-A-Y-L-E-S.
I love that name.
There you go.
But to be fair, that's one of the grounds for being bullied, that name.
That name?
I love that name.
Quaden, you think, is a big part of the problem?
I think that's
a great name.
The only reason he was bullied.
No, it's a great thing he did, and... celebrities like Hugh Jackman and Jeffrey Dean Morgan reached out and made videos for the kid, but Brad actually did something that's going to be a memory for that kid for the rest of his life.
Oh, Jeffrey Dean, your neighbor who was never a friend.
I know. I missed out my opportunity for Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
So sad.
Now he lives
He wanted to be friends so bad.
Yeah, we would have gotten along famously.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Both could have gotten our baseball bats and threatened people with them. It would have been awesome. He's your client.
He's your client.
Oh God, we need to talk.
What do you do for him? You did his home theater?
In Colfax Meadows. Oh shit.
Man. You could have like built me a secret access panel or something. I could have snuck into his house.
I have a giant TV I need you to help me hang.
Wait a minute. Why did...
Yeah.
So if you could talk to you after the show.
Yeah, Eddie's got a
I have a large TV that's too big for his house. For, so.
May I also say, what is your name, sir? Jeff. So Jeff Myers, I love the fucking way you said that. It's like...
I know.
He's my client.
So cool.
Yeah,
listen.
No fucking biggie.
Yeah.
I got Dean Stanton. I got all sorts of motherfuckers up in that bitch.
Showbiz, baby.
You have, like, lost control. I'm so sorry.
No.
It's bad. We're so misbehaved.
The
mic's going out. The world's against me. Hey, speaking of porn, Steve Ashton.
Oh, yes.
Michaela Spielberg, Steven Spielberg's daughter, has announced she is getting into the world of adult entertainment.
Fantastic.
No.
Yes.
I wouldn't make it up. 23-year-old daughter of Steven Spielberg, Michaela Spielberg, and his wife, Kate Capshaw, has announced she is starting her own solo porn video business.
Oh, my God. It's your worst nightmare.
My worst nightmare? She's not that unattractive.
If Olivia did that, it would be your worst fucking nightmare.
Well, here's the thing. She says this isn't a lashing out at her parents or a last-ditch effort. She calls herself a very sexual being, and she decided she wants to make a positive, empowering choice about her body, and this is something that she would like to do for a career.
What's her name? I want to follow her on Instagram.
Michaela Spielberg is her name. That's how she's starting on Instagram, by the way. You can join her Instagram account. Vandal Princess is what she goes by.
Oh, that sounds...
Don't look it up now.
And if you donate money to her, she'll you a solo video.
Let me just say, Vandal Princess sounds like...
Steve's masturbating.
It sounds like anal right away.
Steve.
Stop it! That's Vandal Princess is like... It's anal. It's anal.
He's licking himself off.
It's anal.
It's not anal. It's solo only. She said that she's not going to have sex on camera with anyone else out of respect for her fiancé. Chuck Pankow was his name.
Chuck Pankow.
Here's a picture of Michaela, 23 years old. There she is from her Instagram.
Why does she look Asian?
Well, actually...
They adopted her.
I believe she's mixed race and she is adopted, yes.
I don't love the G-string. What is that big heart? What's happening?
That's a little sketch she did on top of the photograph. That's a little...
Yeah, it's a little too busy for me.
I don't like the image size. Can we fucking zoom out?
That's how it came. Sorry.
I'm going again.
I will say that in addition to Steve Ashton getting a keratin, she could benefit.
Again, not menopausal.
She has announced, however, she will not have sex on camera with anyone else, which I think is a missed opportunity because then she could do parodies of her dad's movies if she did.
That would be good.
I think DP, the Sextraterrestrial, would be a good one. Indiana Bones and the Temple of Poon.
That's a great one.
Oh, my God. This is so good.
Jurassic Pork would be good.
Ralph, you need to call her.
I know. Speaking of anal, she could do Close Encounters of the Turd Kind.
Why is that the color purple?
Yeah, exactly.
Ralph, please.
That was him!
That was me!
Jeez.
I'm just saying you need to call her. I think you could be her agent.
Bridge of Hair Pies?
One too many. One too many.
I like that one better.
I do too.
Speaking of doing what you want with your body, London Fashion Week was taken by storm by a brand new model named Sofia Hadjipantelli. She has made her mark on fashion by being the only unibrow model available in Fashion Week this season. I don't know if you've seen the 23-year-old model or not, but this is her signature look.
Oh, shit. She has Fruit Loops around her neck.
Yeah, that's what I noticed.
Guys, listen, that's not... Her unibrow's filled in. That's not...
No, that's her unibrow, but she dyes it black so to show up every single hair on her forehead.
Ugh.
Okay.
I think she was my Uber driver tonight, actually.
She looks like she could be an Oasis.
Yeah, she does.
The band.
Slip inside the eye in your mind.
And speaking of Fashion Week, Ryan, who sent me in that story, by the way, suggested that in honor of London's Fashion Week, perhaps Eddie Pence could sing a song for us tonight with Eddie Aoki. He says when he thinks models, the song he always thinks of is I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred.
Oh, my God. Yes, Eddie. Yes.
So I think, Gabby, if you'll pull down the music from the showbiz beat, we can do a little Eddie Aoki, I think.
It's time for Eddie Aoki. Eddie Aoki.
Yeah.
Eddie Aoki.
You got this.
Are you familiar with
this.
The Right Said Fred's I'm Too Sexy?
You got it. You got it.
Perfect. I provided you with the lyrics.
Thank you.
I've got a backing track here for you. As always, I will count you in when it's time to start.
You got to give me the signal, right?
I will give you the signal.
Okay. The great thing is, Ralph, we have one of the members of Right Said Fred with us in the front row here. Can we stand up so we can... We have one of the members... Oh, here we are.
Yeah, exactly. All right, you ready for this, Eddie Pence?
Eddie, you've got this.
All
you've
right.
got it.
Glad
I can't
to
wait. It's going to be great.
Here we go.
Jump in. There you go.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
It's good, it's good.
And I'm too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan. New York and Japan.
Yes.
Okay, take a little break here.
It's good, Eddie. It's really good. Keep going.
Oh, thanks.
Get into it even more. Here we go.
I'm too sexy for your party. Too sexy yes. for your party. No way, I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean. I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. On the catwalk, yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk.
Oh my God, that's
gentlemen,
amazing!
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. No, thank you.
I am so impressed.
Remember where you were on this night because we found a song Eddie Pence can sing.
Well, you don't have to sing it. You can just say it.
It was so good. I just am so proud
that's
of you.
That's your go-to karaoke.
That's it. Now
it is
it.
That's
it was
it.
Daydream Believer. Now that's, it's this.
There
yeah.
you go. Oh, you didn't butcher Daydream
oh,
Believer.
Oh, I fucked
did
the
you?
Shit
yeah,
out of Daydream Believer.
You know, it wasn't great. Yeah. Daydream Believer. This is your song.
May I offer a critique? You sounded,
why ruin the moment?
You sounded like a German rapist.
I'm a model. You'll know where I be.
But what if it was a Chinese rapist?
Still a
German
rapist. Still a German rapist. Yeah. He's in China, doesn't matter.
And speaking of Eddie Pence, by the way, I don't know if you saw this or not, Eddie, but at New York Toy Week, they released all the new Baby Yoda toys that are going to be available this year. Yeah. I think we got some photos of them. This one.
Oh, shit.
That's the animatronic Baby Yoda. It has 25 sound and motion combinations. It giggles, babbles, moves its head up and down, its ears back and forth.
Does its mouth open?
Eddie,
stop it.
So, Eddie, like, you like that. Like, you, if we got you a birthday
oh,
gift,
I would fucking
you
love
want that.
Yes.
That's
yes.
what you want for your
buy
birthday.
Me that.
Well, this is also, we're going to okay. get
let's
you
let's see what
this.
The other ones are first.
We're going to get you this,
one.
Too. They're also going to have Baby Yoda cereal. There we go.
Yeah, I'm all on, yep, you got me.
It looks like the baby pooped in a bowl, and then you just eat it up.
What's the white stuff coming out?
Milk.
Spunk.
It's milk.
As we call it in the UK.
I think that's the force.
The life force.
They got fruit roll-ups, too, and Baby Yoda fruit roll-ups coming
up. Oh, I'm in.
They're strawberry, though. I don't know if you're going to like
them. No, I'm out.
I'm sorry. They're starberry. My
bad. Starberry, maybe.
Yeah, you'll eat that.
Maybe.
And also, you can even play Baby Yoda Operation
fuck
if you want
yes.
to play the game Operation.
Oh, that could be cool. That
could, it?
Could be cool.
No, it could never be cool. That's the one thing it could not be.
Plus, he wouldn't even need Operation, okay? Because
If he had something wrong inside of his body, he could just use the force and then he could remove that funny bone from his body and would not need anyone to use it in an operation.
Well, Roland, if you had watched The Mandalorian, you realize that Baby Yoda could just heal something by using the force.
That was my point, I believe, was that also he could just use his force and also heal something as well. So I will be boycotting the operation game.
Roland. Roland.
Yes.
Roland.
Thank you.
Roland. I can't. I
You're not going to run out of here, Roland?
I can't. I forgot that sound effect. So I'm just going to quietly retreat back into the back of the room. All right, let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. All these stars born on this day. Eric Wilson, the bassist for Sublime, is 50 years old today.
Love is what I got. I said, remember that. Love is what I got. I remember that.
Kelsey Grammer, Frasier himself, celebrates his 65th birthday.
Okay. Oh, for God's sakes, Niles.
Singer Mary Chapin Carpenter is 62 years old.
Not the Carpenters, Mary Chasen Carpenter.
I hate her too. I hate this song.
You hate people who work with wood.
I hate
That's
people
how much
that
you hate Cap Carpenters.
Have the last name Carpenter. Yes. I hate them.
Actor Gary Lockwood is 83 years old today. He was not only in 2001 Space Odyssey, but he was also in the very first episode of Star Trek. That's some pretty good star science fiction cred. I think we got a picture of him, both of those roles. There's Gary Lockwood, 83 years old today. Actor William Baldwin is 57. Titus Burgess from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt is 41. Uh-oh, stand back for Eddie's boner.
What?
Anthony Daniels is 74 years old today. He, of course, was C-3PO in all the Star Wars films. We have a shot of him? There he is. And that does have a mouth, Eddie. You could actually
I can't get in that one.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you could.
He's the only actor to appear in all 9 Star Wars Skywalker songs.
That's absolutely right. I was going to say that. I was going to say he was the only actor to appear on 9 Star Wars
films. Okay, just checking.
I appreciate
Roland.
If you would not take over.
Sorry, I didn't mean to jump
in. When I bring up a point of interest, I only have so much.
Sorry, can you...
Oh, my God.
Creep back into the darkness, Roland.
I will creep back into the darkness.
You know that you secretly wish you were married to Roland.
I do?
No.
Oh, yeah. He does. We would get along so well.
I would love that giant screen television that you just got. That'd be awesome. We could watch the original trilogy in their original form.
Oh, I know.
Right?
Right?
Han shot first.
All the special
you with me, buddy?
Shit. Fuck, yes.
Yeah.
Bassist Tad Kinchla of Blues Traveler is 47 years old today.
I remember them. It's happy music.
Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones is 24 years old. Isn't she married to one of the Jonas?
She is. Do you think she's hot? I want to weigh in on this.
I believe she's attractive.
I cannot figure it out.
Is there a photo?
Are you with me? I don't get it. I don't get it.
I think she's very attractive, yes.
Okay.
Less attractive now that she's got Joe Bro spunk in her, but other than that...
Okay. All right. You think she's attractive?
Joe Bro spunk.
Okay. Yeah. It's the name of my new band, by the way. We're playing at the Whiskey.
Joe Bro spunk.
Come check us out. And lastly, keyboardist Jerry Harrison from the Great Talking Heads is 71 today.
Oh, yes.
Same as it ever was.
I'm glad you chose a clip that really showed off his keyboard skills there.
You're going to pee in my fireplace tonight, aren't you?
It's got glass, though, right?
It does have a glass.
So it's going to splatter all back on you.
If you want me to.
That's it for today's celebrity birthdays. I'm Rob Garman.
Well, the last one did.
I swear to you, please, let me just end this
segment. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
So uncomfortable.
That's the celebrity birthdays. I'm Rob Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. Thank you so much.
Time for the UK update.
No,
okay.
we already did that. However, it is time, before we say goodnight, there's always one way we like to end the live shows, and that's by doing Eddie an enormous favor and teaching him to expand his palate with a segment that I'm just calling right now Eddie's Edibles for some reason.
And okay, so, am I good?
Now it's the time.
Okay.
Steve, if you would be kind enough, for those who have been to live shows before, you know that Eddie, if he doesn't like something, has been known to projectile spit it out in front of the first row of the audience.
So have you watched this bucket
no.
since last time?
So we will be giving out rain ponchos to the front row just in case Eddie has a particularly negative reaction to one of the things we're feeding
Eddie,
him
we're
tonight.
Very busy. We don't have time to rinse out your fucking bucket. Yeah. Just try not to use it,
You're
going
to spit into it. How bad can it be?
I don't want to smell it.
All right, here comes...
Smell it.
Are you ready?
We're gonna
blindfold
put,
coming
we're gonna
on.
We're going to put a blindfold on Eddie so he can't prejudge any of the foods we're going to serve to him. And then what we're going to do is put on the screen the food that we're feeding Eddie so you here in the studio audience will know what he's about to eat. Eddie will taste it, and then we'll get his honest, unvarnished reaction to it. And I like to believe... We're going to change his life tonight by making him enjoy some things that he might not otherwise think he's going to enjoy.
Did you buy new Tupperware for this?
I did buy new Tupperware.
I feel like we don't we've not had this Tupperware before.
It's all brand new Tupperware.
Is that bachelor Tupperware?
Look at you.
Bachelor Tupperware.
This is bachelor.
Bachelor Tupperware. It's going the extra mile.
Tupperware is being very used. All right, do you have a fresh
like
water?
It.
We don't have any water for
yes,
you.
Yes, please give
we
me a water.
We need water. We need water for Eddie. A bottle
quick.
Of water to the front, please.
I feel like
to
these
the stage.
People should be putting singles. In my
in your G-string?
Cause tonight, baby, I wanna get freaky. Like, what? I don't
know. All right, make sure everybody has a poncho in case Eddie decides to spew.
As I said, deep-seated memories coming back.
Yes.
Ralph, yes. Do you want me to cut this first one in half?
No, just okay.
Wait, how big is
just
it?
Just stick a fork in it and he'll take a bite out of it.
It's not small,
a
Eddie.
A bite?
All right. Let's throw up on the screen, Gabby, if you'd be kind enough, what food number one is so we can run it past the audience before we give it to Eddie. Can we put that first slide up? It's got the picture of the first thing we're going to be feeding. There we go. There it is.
I don't like that reaction.
So, Eddie, I bit the tip off for you because I love you so much. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know if you should be eating the food before you feed it to Eddie. I don't. There might be some sort of legal issue with that.
No, there's not. Listen. No,
I'm sure you're fine.
This is too big for him to eat in one bite. You I know Eddie's
you
mouth.
You don't know Eddie like I do.
Well, that's a story for another time.
All right, here's number one. Food number one, Eddie Pence. We're just going to feed it to you.
Open wide.
Okay, open wide.
There no, wider.
Wider. There you go. Just chew that up. Chew that up. There you go. No. You missed the bucket.
That's a condom, dude.
It's not a condom. That was one of the Dalai Lama's favorites, though.
That was a
though.
Fucking condom.
That was a pork dumpling.
It's a pork condom you put in my mouth.
No. That's later.
I found it delicious.
Ugh.
It's all right.
So delicious.
Maybe, that's
that
good
texture's
stuff.
Texture's
right
awful.
There. So good. All right, number two, food number two. Can we put that up there? There we go. This is something we mentioned a little while ago.
I will admit to you all that this is delicious, and Ralph made this from scratch.
Yeah, this.
He can cook when he wants
this
to.
This is a recipe that we got. I made it for you myself, so keep that in mind.
Did you wash your hands?
I did. Here we go. Here's a big spoon, mouth open. There you go. Oh, Jesus.
Get his water. Give him his water.
It's empty. Here's melted ice. That's basically
it's
what
it is.
It's empty.
Why can we get a bottle of water? We need it really bad.
Move that bowl so he doesn't knock it over. It
smells like fucking fish in here now.
That was she crab soup. All the way from Charleston.
Now listen, sweetheart. It would have helped if you didn't spit it all over your own clothes.
Yeah.
And if we can get a bottle of water and a napkin,
you got some
I can
crab
wipe
in your crotch
the crab.
There.
Yeah,
crab
you have
in
some
your crotch.
In your... Sweetheart, can I have that
That's
napkin?
That's awful.
It's she crab soup.
Ugh.
It's,
thank
it's
you.
Delicious.
You literally have she crab on your penis.
All
now
right.
Sit back. Just sit back and
My
relax.
My wife is literally wiping your penis.
It's leaving a stain that Tracy's going to have to deal
so
with.
So rough.
But I, well, you know, I mean, I got to get it off. All right, there we go. You're better.
Fuck, I've got some on me, too. Oh. Just...
I don't think you do.
I loved the dumplings. They were delicious.
I bet that's not the first time Eddie's had crabs in his crotch. That's all I'm guessing.
Okay, Eddie, hold on.
All right, here's fresh water. Here you go. You can rinse out. There you go. Rinse out. We got one more food for you.
Oh, my God, you guys. You can't see this from where you're sitting, but I put the bottle of water in his hand, and he's shaking.
Yeah.
He's so trying not to barf.
You're a good boy.
Oh,
yes, you are.
Bubby.
One more. Can we put
he's
up that last slide?
He's also sweating, you guys.
There we go. Here's the final. Here we go. This is a little...
You know, why do I have to do this to Eddie? I love Eddie.
With a perfect
why
end to a perfect meal.
Somebody else do it to him? I feel bad.
Here we go. Steve
no,
will do
I,
it.
All right, you do it. You do this one. Here I'm too go. Afraid he's going to barf on me.
No, he's going to love this.
He's going to hate it.
He's going to love it. No prejudging. Put it in. There you go. Yeah, it is. It's strawberry jello, to be fact. Strawberry jello, Eddie. So we're 0 for 3 tonight. Sorry. Eddie Pence, everybody.
You poor baby. I will say that we ate all the dumplings. They're gone.
The dumplings are gone, except
yeah,
for that
Steve
one
and I...
that Eddie spit on the floor.
Yeah, yeah. And your soup is delicious, Ralph.
Thank you. I
it
was very
actually,
proud of it.
I would say that it was lush.
Oh, would you now? Put your hands together for Eddie Pence. What a sport. We may not have expanded his palate at all, but...
Nope, you reaffirmed everything I believe.
Yeah,
so those were
much.
All no's, huh?
Those were all no's.
I think I should deep
like
fry a dumpling
crab.
And see what happens. Well, honey, you spit it
My
all over
like
yourself.
Crab.
You like crab.
I do. I don't... It's... Ugh.
You don't like creamy crab.
Did I hit anybody?
Oh, my God.
Oh yeah. You were like a rain fucking bird sprinkler
it's
out
it's
there.
It's in your breasticles. It's in your socks.
All right, that's all the time we have tonight. They're telling us we got to go home. Thank you so much, everybody who came out tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you, everybody.
What a blast.
Thank
we'll
you
see you at the meet and greet outside. Good night.